Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, best-selling author Jonathan Kahn is here to begin a teaching series based on his book, The Dragon's Prophecy. Did you know that Watchmen on the Wall is available as an app? Take Watchmen on the Wall with you by downloading our free mobile app. Visit your app store and type the letters SWRC in the search bar. The SWRC mobile app has this daily program as well as hundreds of archived programs, as well as our weekly Prophecy in the News television program and a vast collection of video podcasts dealing with mysteries of the Bible, biblical archaeology, and Bible prophecy. All of this timely content, both audio and video, is available on our SWRC mobile app, and it's free. So make sure you download the SWRC mobile app today. Just when you thought Jonathan Kahn's books couldn't get more explosive, well, here comes The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Here to help us unpack this book is our host, Josh Davis, and its author, Jonathan Kahn.
Best-selling author Jonathan Kahn is back with us on Watchmen on the Wall, and he has a brand new book, and we are so excited to tell you about this new resource. It's not just a book. There's also an exclusive DVD that will be available to our listeners. And friends, we are so excited to bring this brand new project to you and to let you know the mysterious details that it unfolds for us. Jonathan, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Always great to be with you.
I know that Pastor Larry Spargimino was so looking forward to conducting this interview. He always loves talking with you. And due to some technical difficulties, we weren't able to make that happen. But I'm glad to be filling in for him today. So let's just jump right back into this. This new project is called The Avatar. And what is it going to reveal?
Yeah, The Avatar is the latest book I've done, the newest book coming out right now. And it has got to be the most explosive. I'm always blessed to reveal it, really, things on you got your guys' program, and your audience is so hungry and amazing with the Word of God. And this is going to be, Avatar's got to be the most explosive. It's going to open up everything. It's going to pull the veil behind everything that's going to happen, that's happening right now, that has happened, that is happening, that's going to happen. So much so, it's going to reveal things that, like, ancient mysteries that are even going to reveal basically the outcome of every one of the last presidential elections, the ancient mystery behind the leaders of America, why the people are where they are, the mystery of the return of the gods that I revealed here,
yes,
a little while back, that is taken to a whole nother level, where we're talking about the avatars or the instruments or vessels or manifestations of the gods in our own time. Even the mystery behind things such as the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, could it be linked to an ancient priesthood? Is there an ancient object called the Black Obelisk that actually contains the key for what we need to do now? The ancient templates, the ancient mysteries, it's going to be explosive. And is there even an avatar of the spirit or one of the spirits or gods that is on the scene right now, prominent, and you all know who this one is, but could this one actually be an avatar? And there is so much, so that's why, when this comes, as this comes out, we don't know what's going to happen, Josh. I mean, it's so explosive, we have no idea. So that is just to give a little bit taste of what's going to be revealed in the Avatar.
Yes, yes, and I know that we're going to have four programs, and we're going to unpack a little bit, but we're ultimately, at the end of the day, even though we're spending 4 days, 25 minutes or so with the full program each day, we're still just scratching the surface of the content, yep, that's included in all this new teaching. And in the Avatar, you share something that you've never written about before, your encounters with the gods, as you call it. So can you tell us about this trickster god and what happened on the road to New Delhi?
Yeah, this is, I've written about these things, but I open up the Avatar by beginning to uncover things I have not ever written about, and that is my own encounters with these things. And we, of course, when we say gods, there's only one God. But the Bible speaks of gods or false gods, and the Bible says that behind the gods are something in Hebrew called the Shadim. And the Shadim are, it means entities, I mean actual spirits behind these things. You know, when people open the doors and worshiping these things, that's what comes in. And it, the word was translated into Greek in the New Testament as the word daimonia. We get the word demonic from it. So behind that, that's what it is. So I was called to go to the land of India. And, you know, India is a land of, like, millions of gods. Mm-hmm. And I was asked to go there to walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Thomas, because believers of India, the Christians, trace themselves all to the Apostle Thomas coming there. And so as a Jewish leader, they had me walk. It's the most dangerous thing I ever did. Mm. And if it was only a miracle of God that I wasn't killed.
Wow.
But in every way. I mean, not only, there was spiritual warfare, there was physical warfare. But this was, now this is just one of the many things here, and that is that, but early on in the journey, we're heading to the Taj Mahal, and we're coming back. And remember, that if there are spirits, there's going to be spiritual warfare. We're there to bring the gospel to India. And something happens that, and it's deep fog, and the Indian driver is racing. And we keep seeing all these vehicles, these accidents on the road, but in the Indian road, they're turned over, like turned over fruit carts, turned over carts of produce, turned over trucks, turned over cars, turned over. And finally, we crash into a truck. The truck grabs, you know, it latches on, and it is dragging us back and forth. We almost turned over. We almost got killed. And the thing is, when I came back, I'm looking, I'm reading, and it talks about this Indian god in the mythology called Krishna, who's a trickster god. And one of the things that he did, according to mythology, is that he would turn. Oh, he was known for turning over vehicles, turning over four-wheel vehicles. And the place where this happened was in the place of Krishna. That's where, according to the mythology, on that very land, that very road. And the thing is that when the Bible says there are actually forces, I mean, this is not just mythology, there are forces behind it, it means it. And it wasn't the end. I would see this in India and other, this warfare, and throughout the nations.
Wow. And you go on to tell in the story that something strange took place when you sounded the ram's horn, the biblical trumpet, that shofar in the land of Madras. Could you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, picture like tens of thousands of Indians in robes, and it's nighttime, and we're outdoors, and I'm ministering to them. I'm going to minister the gospel. Before I minister the gospel, I decided to sound the shofar, the trumpet, the ram's horn, the biblical trumpet, which is a sign of God's power. I mean, God, the power is God, but it's a symbol. But so I sounded it, and we don't know what happened. All of a sudden, this wave of sound comes back. We have no idea what's happening. But if you could imagine you were witnessing an exorcism, except multiplied by you know, many times over. It was like we were witnessing a mass exorcism, people screaming as if they're being delivered. It was as if, I mean, as if the spirits were going in. And the thing is that, you know, when I looked later on, I'm reading about this, and, you know, the Bible says that when you sound the shofar, the ram's horn, it says, in warfare, you'll have victory against the enemy. Now, this is taken into the spiritual realm, and Jewish people have it, you know, believe that when you sound the shofar, the enemy flees, and also that when they performed exorcisms, they actually would do it with a shofar. And so we witness this, like this, what appears to be a mass exorcism. But the people of India aren't reading Jewish encyclopedias, and they're not even reading the Bible, and yet it happened, because this is real, and it's a real warfare, and these are real spirits, and with gods and spirits. And ultimately, by the way, we're going to see how this all comes to America, so this is setting the stage. But at the end of that event, after that happened, I was able to lead in a prayer of salvation, and I saw about 70,000 people pray to receive the Lord.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. We're talking about his brand new project, and it is called The Avatar. It's a book, and it's also a DVD teaching that we have exclusively available at swrc.com. You can also give us a call and place your order today. We do have a discounted price if you purchase the book and the DVD package together. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or visit us online, swrc.com. Jonathan, could you highlight for our friends just briefly What's the kinds of things that's included in the DVD that's not even included in the book?
Yeah, and it's not a DVD. It's eight DVDs. So you're getting an eight DVD album. This is the Avatar Uncensored. And the thing is, you guys always are real strong with this. And that, here's the thing. This is exclusive. You cannot get it on Amazon. You can't get it on Bookstore. You're not going to be able to get it online. I only do this with a real handful of ministries. So this is exclusive. Don't miss it. This is going to, not only you're going to get the mystery in these 8 1-hour DVDs, you're going to get what is not in the Avatar. This is uncensored. This is even more explosive. And you're going to see it. You're not just going to read it. You're going to see these things happen caught on videotape. You're going to see it explode. And it's going to have all sorts of things that are not anywhere else. I put it, for instance, the keys that you need to know as an end-time believer for what is coming to prevail. Also, there's something called, on the DVD album, it's called The Mystery of Days, which it may even enable you to know exact events that are going to happen and when they're going to happen. I mean, this is special, exclusive. You can show it to unsafe people, friends in your life. You can show it to your Bible study, your church, or just be blessed with it. But you're going to really love it. It's very special. Don't miss it. But it's the Avatar Uncensored 8 DVD album, Uncensored.
Amen, friends, and you can pick that up at swrc.com or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, as we continue, in the Avatar that you reveal an amazing experience that you had on top of a Cuban mountain with a goddess of all beings. Could you explain what happened there?
Yeah, I'm in Cuba because the Castro opens up the island for 1 month to spread the gospel. The believers invite me to come and open it up with sounding the trumpet, the shofar. Well, I'm in a city called Olguin, and a guy comes off the street and he says, you know, as believers, we were praying on the mountaintop, and the Spirit told us that a Jewish person or Jewish people have to come to Cuba because there's a curse on this island, and this is part of the opening, the breaking of the curse. And he says, there's a mountain, that mountain in the city is a big mountain, and he says people worship idols and gods there. And he said, and the Lord told us that the curse is going to turn into a blessing and come down the mountain. I was thinking, okay, I guess I'm supposed to come up this mountain. So I go up this mountain, I brought the trumpet, the shofar. And I get to the top, and there's a pavilion where they have all these idols and gods. And this guy standing in front of the pavilion, and he calls out to me. But you know, I don't know the guy, but it's like he knows me. And then he walks over to me, and with a translator, and he comes, and he says, "I've been waiting for you." And I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? He's a believer, though. He said, God called me to him to go up the mountain and do something and wait, and then I would come. And the thing is, Josh, the thing is that he's holding in his hand a ceramic plate. And the ceramic plate is what he said God told him to make. And on the ceramic plate is a painting, an oil painting of me, my image. Hmm. And I'm sounding a shofar. Now, I just brought up the shofar. It's in my hands. And he says, God told me, talking about him, to put the plate in the house of all the idols. And that night, something strange happens. The metal strap holding the plate breaks apart, and the plate comes down and strikes the head of the chief god of Cuba named Ochun, his goddess, Ochun. And the idol falls struck down to the ground. Next morning, the worshippers open up their pavilion. They find their chief god is on the ground with her crown removed from her head. And next to it is this plate of this Jewish guy. And you see where the plate struck the head of the idol right where the sound comes out of the shofar. And the thing is, you know, people read, you remember the story of Dagon and the idol, you know, the Ark of the Covenant and the idol of Dagon?
Yes.
The temple gets struck down. Well, people say, oh, that's not true. No, it's true. God is real. And it happened right there. And the people, the worshipers, took it as a sign, what they saw on the mountain. And then people in that city started coming to churches, bringing their idols and their gods and saying, smash our idols. We heard what happened on the mountaintop, and revival broke out. And so this is this is real. These things of the gods are real, and it's even going to affect America.
Next, you take us to the land of Yoruba. Can you explain what happens there?
Yeah, and I'll sum up all the stuff about the Yoruba there in one answer here. And that is that what happened is I go to Nigeria. I'm led to go to, I have no idea that Nigeria is the place where these gods come from. That god on the mountaintop, Ochun, comes from Nigeria. In fact, it came from the place where we were, there's a state in Nigeria called Ochun, named after, and that, we're right, it's like the Lord brought me to like a real showdown. And the thing is that that we're ministering there, and there's a guy in Nigeria, he's a king, and he's called the Oni of Ife. And the thing is, they see him not just as a king, but as a god, and as a living god, as an avatar. And he is bowed down to, and he's the keeper of Oshun, the goddess on the mountaintop in Cuba. And the senators bow down to him. And we're having this event for the repentance and revival in Nigeria. And all of a sudden, this big commotion breaks out. It's because the Oni of Ife decides to come to that event. So he's coming in and with his entourage. And they come up on stage. And no one knows what's going to happen. He comes up on stage and he says, "I must repent." And he said he renounces his title as God. Literally, they called him Lord of the Universe. He renounces it, takes off his crown, symbolically, and says there is only one God. And I call him up after, I'm doing the Aaronic blessing from the Bible. I call him up to join me in it. And they take pictures. It makes headlines across Nigeria. So the Oni of Ife renounces title, says there is only one God, the Almighty God. Mm. You know, we're talking about the God of the Bible. And so this sent shockwaves throughout the Nigerian world. And that led to something else, because it turns out that, remember I told you about that goddess on the mountaintop? Well, her central shrine is right next to where we were in Nigeria. Wow. And so I said, you know what? We got to go there. We go there. It's like this pagan. We're going in the woods. It's a lady. In the Avatar, I call it the Lady of the Forest. And we're in the woods. And this woman is in robes, is following us all around. She's the priestess of Oshun. And the thing is that finally I go up to her and I start talking to her, and I have translators, and I keep going, and I share the gospel with her. And finally I say, "Do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord?" And she says, "Yes." And so she bows her head and she prays the prayer. I make it a real long prayer because it was to renounce him. And this woman had known this since childhood. And she looks up, she's glowing. And I hand her a Bible. I said, "Now God's going to speak to you through this." And I just opened it to random, to anything. It opens up to, "The people who dwell in darkness have seen a great light." Mm. And that event and that thing that happened leads to, by the way, it leads to me seeing that Oni of Ife again in his palace. And there are posters all over his palace saying revival. He's having revival meetings at his palace.
Wow.
And that night, I minister before about 2 million people in Nigeria, and about 2 million people pray to receive the Lord.
Mm, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. He's describing some of the content that's included in his brand new project. The book is The Avatar. We also have available something that you can get nowhere else. It's the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album. You can purchase these products individually or collectively. You can buy some for a friend. It's all available at swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. Or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, I know that you spanned the globe as you were exploring these stories, but you really bring it home to the Western culture and specifically to America, and you share all these things to reveal what's now happening in our own culture. What do these things tell us? How do they warn us with regard to our own culture and specifically the United States of America?
Yeah, this mystery, which, you know, we're setting the stage for, of the Avatar, is going to open up everything that's happening in America right now, because this ultimately has to do with us. Number one, what it tells us, now this is all across the world, didn't matter where I went, they worship the gods, and behind the spirits behind it, as the Bible says, it's real. There's a real warfare. They exist, and the gods also, they change. They go from land to land, and they often, it could be the same god, the same spirit, but changes its name or changes its appearance. You know, I saw the same god Oshun in Brazil. I saw it in Nigeria, but the names change a little bit, and but it's the same one. And so these spirits can take on different forms, and they can take on masks. You know, and that becomes even more dangerous when you're dealing with the West, because the West, when you don't know these things are real, then it can even be more, these things can become more powerful. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they come in disguise. They're not bound by the ancient world. It's not like, you know, in the Bible you read about them, but they're still in existence. You know, spirits don't die. And so the thing is that this brings us converging with a mystery that is in, actually I first spoke about it in The Return of the Gods, and that is that Jesus, he gives this parable, and he says that a man is cleansed of, you know, a spirit and delivered, but he stays empty of God. And the spirit then returns to the man, and he says he finds the house empty. So he brings back seven other spirits, and the man is repossessed, but far worse than the beginning. And the thing is, Jesus says it's not just about a man. He says, so it shall be with this generation. Cultures, generations, civilizations can be affected, can be possessed, like pagan world is like possessed by the gods, by the spirits. But they can also be delivered, as Western civilization was delivered of these things by the gospel. The gospel came in and drove out the gods and thus drove out the spirits. You know, it's actually specific entities behind the sexual revolution, behind the offering up of children, abortion, child sacrifice. All this is happening before our eyes, and it hasn't stopped since I wrote of it.
And you also write that the Olympics play a role in this mystery. How did the mystery of the gods manifest in the last Olympics, and what did all of that mean?
Yeah, the Olympics are, you know, listen, I'm not talking about the athletes or the people they're doing, but the Olympics itself are of pagan origin. They're clearly, the Olympics were a pagan event. It wasn't just a pagan sports event, it was a pagan religious festival with blood sacrifices and gods and idols and the flame and all that. And so that's what it was a revival of. And so as America, like talk about the return of the gods, you know that the Olympics were, you know when they ended with the gospel. When the gospel came in, the Olympics ended. It drove it out with the gods. They went out with the gods. So if they've come back, what does that mean? Well, as the West has been becoming more ungodly or anti-godly in this process of repossession, the Olympics have become more pagan in their ceremonies. And what we saw in this last Olympics was stunned people, because they actually had a mockery of the Last Supper. They tried to deny it, but it was clearly the Last Supper. And all over the world, and in the sight of the entire world, the Last Supper, which is holy and sacred, and it has the body of Messiah, you know, the bread and the wine. Instead of that, they have another food on there. They have a platter. They open up the platter, and instead of the body of the elements of Jesus, they have a pagan god, and the god is Dionysus. So the pagan god replaced Jesus. Okay, so now think about what I said about what's happened when you drive out God, the other gods come in. Well, literally, this is before the entire world, a picture of the West, the world replacing Jesus with the gods, with a particular god, Dionysus. Now, amazing, because at the beginning of the age, that the West, replaced the gods with Jesus, and Jesus drove out Dionysus. This is from Rome and Greece, Dionysus. So now you're watching the reverse. This was like manifested before the eyes of the entire world. This is what exactly is happening in our culture, graphically. And the thing is that interesting, because in the first centuries, you know what the pagan world used to attack? The communion, the Last Supper. They mocked it, and it's as if the gods were mocking Jesus and saying, we're going to replace him. So this is what we're watching. And the thing is, there's a warning here, because there was a 19th century German philosopher named Friedrich Nietzsche. And what he did is basically that. He in his own life, he replaced Jesus with this specific god that appeared in the Olympics, Dionysus. He wrote his book saying, we got to get rid of Jesus, and he lifted up Dionysus. Okay, and so it was as if he was worshiping him. Well, Dionysus is the god who drove his worshippers crazy, insane, into frenzies. Well, here's the thing. As he's writing these books, something happens to Nietzsche. He goes crazy. And he literally starts signing his name Dionysus, as if the god had totally taken him over, possessed him. And the thing is, the writings of Friedrich Nietzsche were picked up by a man called Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
Yes.
And Nietzsche became the philosopher of Nazism. And Nazism was the same thing. We'll drive out the gospel, we'll drive out Christianity, and it became pagan. And what happened? Well, the Holocaust happened. Second World War happened. 60 million people were killed. That is how dangerous this is. Now we're seeing that same thing play out, not just with a man, Nietzsche, but at the Olympics before the entire world. So it's a dangerous thing when a nation that has known God or a civilization turns away from God. It is a very dangerous thing. And that is what we are witnessing now in America.
Well, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn, and he's exploring some of the revelations that are included in his brand new project, The Avatar. You can pick up the book and a special exclusive item. It's the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album. It's available at swrc.com or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144 or visit swrc.com. Now, we've got a lot more ground to cover with you, Jonathan. We're looking forward to that. Could you tell our audience some of the mysteries that we're going to unfold as we continue in the next program?
Yeah, we're going to actually see the mystery that from the Avatar that's going to unlock the leaders of America, that there's an ancient prototype of kings and queens from the bottom. Once you see it, it's amazing. Even the phenomenon and mystery of Donald Trump with the exact precision, it's going to be amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to it and look forward to talking with you again on tomorrow's program.
The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days book by Jonathan Kahn is here and it's ready to ship to you. Is there more to the world than meets our eyes? Another realm that's transforming our world at this very moment? Is there an ancient vision that unlocks what is really happening to our world and what is yet to come? Did a 3,000-year-old mystery actually foretell the invasion of Israel by Hamas down to the year and even the exact date? The Dragon's Prophecy by Jonathan Kahn. For the first time ever, Jonathan Kahn will open up end-time prophecy to reveal the mysteries behind the end of the age and what is now happening before our eyes, even the hidden keys to victory in the light of what's coming and how to overcome your dragon. Order the Dragon Prophecy book right now. Call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. 1144. You can also order the Dragon's Prophecy on our website, swrc.com. The Dragon's Prophecy by Jonathan Kahn, 800-652-1144. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Jonathan Kahn continues revealing Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days on tomorrow's Watchmen on the Wall program. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.